Welcome back to WDOT Port Washington Studios, the voice of Port Athletics. Welcome to our coverage of Port Washington Soccer's varsity boys game against Massapequa. I am Michael Kapianko. I am joined alongside me by Jonathan Gold. Jonathan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing great. Inclement weather, but the game is still on. We are 10 minutes into the first half. The Port Washington Vikings have had a very solid start to their season. They are 6-3-1, looking to get in great shape for that playoff push. The score is 0-0, and today was supposed to be senior day. There will be some elements of it celebrated in the cafeteria, but senior announcements will take place on October 13th. But just, you know, I want to say about these seniors, they've been playing with each other for a while. They're a united group, and there are a lot of them. They make the difference both on and off the field. So shout out to all of the Port Washington Vikings senior boys on the soccer team. Thank you for all you've done for the program. And we are going to take you right in to this game with 30 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first half in what has been a not very eventful game so far. Port Washington looking to get going on the counterattack, especially. You mentioned Ben Stein is their goalie. He had a clean sheet last game, so he's looking to hold it down in the defensive fort. Jojo, what are you liking from this Vikings team so far?
I think our attacking is really good. From the games I've only been to one game and our attacking was really on point. I feel like if we keep up our attacking and our momentum going from these past couple of games, it can lead to a very, you know, it can lead to a very eventful season and a very eventful game against Massapequa tonight.
Yes, and for sure. And these seniors are featured heavily throughout the lineup tonight. Felix Rubenstein is not starting at striker. Instead, senior number 29, Emerson Batrez, who right on cue is putting pressure on number 3, Leandro de Cuba. Stein's going to come out to get this one as he looks for his team to regroup. In the back, we have number 30, Derek Suarez. We have Davin Radman, Jesse Schiff, Chachi Cifarelli, Juan Franchino Herrera. Sorry, Juan Pablo, that is. Derek Suarez, Sean McClellan. Sean Ernst in the middle wearing the captain band. He has been a dominant force throughout the season. And at top, like I mentioned, Emerson Batrez. They also have a lot of weapons off the bench, which have not been featured yet in today's game and are not seniors, but you mentioned Felix Rubenstein, Raiga, who is another sophomore. So Port Washington has a lot of great options if they want to go to their bench.
If they do go to their bench, I think they might continue just with the seniors the whole game. I feel like that can also be very eventful. Also, like, a great, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Day and, like, a game for the Vikings. And if they use their seniors for this last game, I think they can use this momentum because it's their final Breast Cancer Awareness game. They're going to want to go all out. They're going to want to play their hearts out.
For sure. And here's intercepted by McClellan. Flicked on to Roberto Hernandez, who brings it back. Franchino Herrera with a good turn in the middle, and he gets taken down by number 15, Jeremy Velez of Massapequa. I'm liking the pressure so far from Port Washington.
And Port is putting great pressure on there as they're just shaking the Massapequa defense and offense, causing a foul there with a free kick.
Radman's going to take the free kick, lifts it into the box, and falls right to Suarez, who's going to give it to McClellan, and his shot is ultimately deflected. Here comes Massapequa on the counterattack. They have options. Number 20, Joseph Ancura on the right side, and good defense by Jesse Schiff to stop him, and that is going to be out of bounds. Port Washington ball. Good recovery from the Port Vikings defense. You would have liked to see them capitalize on that opportunity in the box.
Yeah, I mean, great throw-in right there as number 15 on Massapequa with a sky kick.
Radman heads it away and kicked in, and Tito Hernandez is going to head that one out. Regrouped by Ernst in the middle. Port Washington looking to get things going on the left side of the field. Intercepted. Here comes Massapequa and deflected out by number 3, Jacob Schiff.
I mean, who are some factors on the Port team that you think can lead us to victory tonight?
I think they're going to need a big performance out of Sean Ernst like they usually do. He's been commanding the midfield very successfully for the whole season. And you mentioned that he has been some of a scorer himself. I'm also looking for senior goalie Ben Stein to hold down the fort in goal. Like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, he had a 1-0 clean sheet the other day. So looking for him to keep on pace. The throw-in is headed out by Hernandez. And it drops in the box. And Massapequa staying with it. Good pressure now by the Vikings. Deflected in. Port Washington regroups. Hernandez kicks it back out. And good pressure by McClellan to stay on him. Ball taken back to the other side of the field.
Did he draw the foul there? Because I think, I don't know about you, but I kind of saw him like take a little flop.
Yeah, I think Cifarelli may have had too much contact on that play.
As Massapequa has another throw in, let's see, will they capitalize on this opportunity?
The ball lifted in, no problem for number one, Ben Stein.
As another routine save for him. And it's just like another day in the office for him as he boots the ball to midfield.
Suarez handled it nicely, challenged by Fiola. And that ball's going to be out of bounds. Another throw in for Port Washington this side on the right side of the field. And you see they have Ernst lined up close to the sideline looking for him to make the pass into the box where they have Schiff on the other side looking to make the run.
Now, another thing I've seen this game is it's been a lot of throw-ins. Like, more than usual, I feel.
Yeah, I think one of that is a product of being a very slippery field. The ball's traveling a lot faster than it normally would, especially on turf.
And also, like, you got to get more control on the ball due to it being wet, maybe your cleat being a little wet. And also, you got to take into consideration, like, everything with the conditions tonight. The ball gets spun to a corner, and they're calling it a corner kick for the Massapequa.
Good job, Jack! Good job, Jack!
Good pressure by number four, Jack Gomes, for Massapequa. It looked like Hernandez was originally trying to body him out, but Gomes ended up getting on the touch and deflected it off Hernandez. So it's going to be a corner kick for Massapequa. First opportunity threatening
for the Vikings. But will Ben Stein hold up the fort in net on this corner? Prepares. Shoots it to top end of the box. And they head it out of bounds as a goal kick for Port Washington.
Solid defensive sequence from the Port Washington Vikings.
I mean, I feel like the Port defense has really held down the fort here. They've been going crazy right now. They've been stopping everything that's gone in their zone.
Yeah, for sure. The ball has been on their side of the field a lot more than they would have liked it. McClellan flicks it on. Nothing there for Batres. And here we go. Intercepted. Port has options in the middle. Batres is going to play it through on the other side to Suarez.
Good job, Jack. Good job.
The collision going, calling it Massapequa ball, throwing four number.
Good challenge by number four, Jack Gomes, there to get on Suarez.
Thrown by number 17. And number 9 on Port just put a lot of immense pressure on number 7 right there, on Massapequa.
Oh, and a poor touch from number 15, Jeremy Velez, leads to another Port Washington throw-in. Looking to get going here on the offensive side. Thrown in and flicked on into the box. Batres is chasing it. Is going to get ultimately run down.
Is that another throw-in by Port? Yes, it is. I think it's been like 7, maybe 8, even 8 throw-ins.
Yeah, it's been a pretty sizable number. And that ball is intercepted by Ernst. He's going to take his time in the middle.
Fighting
for it. He gets fouled.
They were interlocking arms. They were fighting for that ball right there.
And into the game is number 20, Rafael Baltic. Batalek, I'm sorry. Senior hasn't gotten too much playing time, but from what I've heard, he's been a phenomenal member on the bench, just inspiring the troops. He's going to get in the mix here.
Free kick. Boots it. A little too hard. Kicked it a little too hard. Maybe harder than he wanted it to be. As it's a Massapequa goal kick. They're opting not to do a goal kick and having one of their defensemen kick it. Kicks it right into the Port midfielders. As Port has an attack going on right now, they're pushing the ball upfield. Stolen.
Ball falls back to Rabman on the right back. Good pass into Suarez, looking to do damage on the right side, challenging Fiora. And, you know, once again, you see that ball rolling very fast due to the rain. It's going to fall back to Suarez, puts a good body on it. He has Franchina in the middle. He has Hernandez behind him, and that ball is taken out of bounds. Much to the dislike of poor Washington.
You know, I saw a number, I think that was 13, complaining about that call right there towards the ref. Ball looked like it was a little bit on the line, but it ended up going Port's way. They ended up getting it back. Now they have another free kick opportunity.
Here we go, Radman with the free kick.
Will they capitalize on this opportunity?
Lifts the ball into the middle, good bend on it. An attempted header by Batra is in. It looked like he had a good angle on it, just wasn't able to come up with the contact.
Maspeak with steals possession. Laporte gets it right back, and an attempted slide kick doesn't work out.
Shot a little too high from Chachi Cifarelli. Was trying to go back post, curling it in.
Wasn't able to do that, but it goes out of bounds again. They pass up on another goal kick. Maspeak has been doing that this whole game. They haven't been allowing their goalie to kick.
Yeah, I'm liking the aggression for Washington, though. They've had back-to-back opportunities to get shots on target. Just going to have to learn to adjust a little bit today with the weather, because the ball is seeming to be soaring, and that's going to be a handball from McClellan. Number 8, Giuseppe Beninati, looking to compose his Massapequa team. A lot of movement in the box right now.
I think he's going to aim to get that in like the middle area of the box. As he does, will it work?
To Kuban, it's flicked on. Good header to get it out from Hernandez. And Port Washington sends it the other way. Good clearance by Sean Ernst. And here you go, number 27, Felix Rubenstein, the sophomore phenom striker, has entered the game looking to make the difference in what is a 0-0 deadlock right now. Ball play through, flicked on. Cifarelli is there on the left side.
One thing I might add is, ever since number 27, Rubenstein, has entered the game, he's been just bolting every opportunity he gets. He's been running full sprint every single ball. No matter where it is, he's just running fully to it.
Yeah, for sure. Batres' effort is not to be questioned tonight, but Rubenstein gives you more versatility at the striker position. Ball falls out to Rubenstein. And he finds Suarez on the right side. Suarez is going to have to run to get it. He's going to make it there. He's got options in the middle now. Franchina rushing into the box. It comes out to him. He turns around, regrouped by Hernandez. Hernandez is going to send it in
with
the intended target of Rubenstein. Franchina still with the ball. And now it's Massapequa ball on the counterattack. Intercepted by Jesse Schiff, who sends it in pass. And just a little bit too much on that ball into the box. Rubenstein was not able to keep up.
Now it's one of the first opportunities we see of the goalie kicking the ball once he gets possession of it, and he boots it right to midfield. As Massapequa and Port were fighting for that ball with a header, but nobody got that ball.
Another opportunity for McClellan. Gets challenged. And here a good opportunity for Massapequa. Davin Radman, who has not seen the bench very often recently, he's been a vital part of that defense, is going to clear it out. He's manning down the fort and center back with Hernandez and Jesse Schiff. There's going to be free kick going Port Washington's way. I'm sorry, throwing. Batalik flicks it on. Ball comes out to Rubenstein. And just an errant pass by Cifarelli to the left side. Dojo, what are you liking about this Port Washington offense so far? They've been trying to get more opportunities on net. It hasn't worked for them so far, but I'm liking the pressure. What are your thoughts about this?
I mean, as you said, you're liking the pressure, as they're currently putting the pressure on right now with Rubenstein passing to number 9.
Sean Ernst. And he gets taken down a little bit. He has Suarez on the option, and Ernst is going to fire. Comes out to Rubenstein.
I have liked about how the defense has been looking. The defense has not let anything up, really, unless it's like a corner kick or a free kick. They've just been getting the ball out of their zone.
Stolen by Velez. He sends a ball in. Good defense. And here we go. Ball out to the right side on Suarez. He's going to challenge Fiola.
Takes him head on. Guess who the ball taken
Suarez
away from
keep
him.
Suarez keep going, and he gets stopped by the ref. Ref was inadvertently in the way. Stops Suarez from making his run on the right side.
That was an errant kick right there.
And here we go. Ball for Franchina. Takes a little bit of a poor touch, but McClellan's going to have that in the middle. Sends it out to the left side. Rafael Batalik. Franchina, that pass is intercepted. Gomes on the left side on the counterattack, looking to go in the middle. Gets by Hernandez. He's still going. And here's a real chance for Massapequa now. And good defense by Jesse Schiff to get that ball out of the box. This is Suarez still with the ball. Hernandez looking to desperately get it out of the box. And it falls back to Massapequa again, this time number 7. Ivanovic now.
You know what this has been showing? This performance right now has been showing how really good the Port defense has been. I mean, knock on wood. But they just stopped a ball that was coming in really high pressure. It was like a 3-on-1, maybe a 3-on-2 potentially. And they just got the ball right out of the zone.
Batalik takes it himself. He's got a 2-on-1 and brings it out. He's got options. He has time to slow down. He slows down the pace. Cifarelli on the left side. Rubenstein, a little bit of miscommunication on that run. Another spoiled offensive opportunity for the poor Washington Vikings.
As there is a Massapequa substitution, number 15. Coming out for number, I think that is 22.
Velez is going to take a seat. Jesus Cartucci is in the game. And that kick is going Port Washington's way.
With a nice throw in, but it goes right back.
Port Washington feels like they're on the door of something big here.
As the ball gets booted out of bounds.
They've been moving up the field very nicely. Time for Port Washington to look to capitalize. Another throw in with Rubenstein back in the game. Like I said, you have more versatility at the striker position. Chachi with good pressure falls out to Jesse Schiff, who dukes out his defender. And the ball is ultimately shagged by Fiola.
However, it goes right back to the goalie, causing nothing really bad to happen for Massapequa with that little mistake. As Rubenstein has the ball, he's been creating a lot of opportunities, but right here, that was a missed opportunity towards number 11 on Port.
Gomes is going to take it himself out to the right side to Napolitano.
As he's inevitably pushed down by number 16. See, now, Massapequa has been very aggressive. They've just been showing a lot of aggression right now. As I think it is a corner kick or a throw in for Massapequa.
And Raga Sawada has entered the game, number 24 for the Port Washington Vikings. He and Rubenstein are manning the forward positions, the two sophomores. And a little bit of confusion now. It looks like it will be a long throw in.
And is inevitably stopped again. Another attempt by Massapequa to throw it into the middle of the zone is stopped.
Port Washington looking to get it out. Here's Suarez on the right side. Turning and McClellan gets it out. Falls to 23. Tacubas has it on the left side. Suarez has pressure on him. It's going to be a Massapequa throw-in.
Number 17 is taking it out for them in that throw-in.
Fiola, Tacuba, lifts it into the mixer, and a wide open, oh, and a great save by Ben Stein.
With another great opportunity for Massapequa being inevitably stopped by this amazing Port defense.
Oh, good stop by Ben Stein. The volley was sent in perfectly. Port Washington's defense caught napping, And Stein got a good jump on it and deflected it just past the post. But here's a real chance for Massapequa now.
You know,
Borjan has to lock in on the defensive end.
You said that kicking was really good by Massapequa, but I honestly think our goaltending was better right there.
I agree with you, JoJo. Here's the ball sent in, and the header is just wide. Another spoiled opportunity for Massapequa. Great defense by Port Washington to recover after that sequence. A little bit of scare back there in the box, but Ben Stein with a great save. And we mentioned Ben Stein has been one of the X-Factors for Port Washington all season. He's helped man down the fort in goal, and as a coach, you have to feel really confident with Stein in net.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a beautiful save right there. And then I feel in past games, he's had more beautiful saves. Like, he's just getting the ball. It comes right to him, knocks it out with his fist, catches it. Who knows?
And here we go. Massapequa back out on the counterattack. Jack Gomes leading the charge. And Cifarelli's going to let it play out of bounds on the left side.
For another port throw-in. It was a long throw, but it goes right to Massapequa with the header. But Port just fights back and tries to get that ball back.
Good defense.
As Port kicks the ball out of bounds, causing another Massapequa throw-in.
Throw sent into the box. Headed out by Cifarelli. It comes back to Massapequa, but the shot is deflected off of number 8, Beninati. Another chance now for Massapequa. McClellan in the mix. And number 3, Dacuba, is still going. Ball falls out to Suarez, and his touch is wide. Sends it over the fence. Massapequa putting pressure on now. They are completely in Port Washington's half of the field. Good space.
I feel it's been nonstop pressure for Port defense currently.
And another kick out of bounds from Derek Suarez. Almost a repeat of last sequence. Fiola throws it in.
As it is another Massapequa throw-in. As I think that is number 30 that knocked it out of bounds a little bit. Thinking it was off of Massapequa, but it was not.
Senior Nate Chikoy has checked in the game for Port Washington. Along on, it bounces around in the box. Port Washington gets a limit, gets a good kick on it, and it is sent high over the bar. Beninati with the shot, not really on net.
A little high left. Who knows? Maybe if that was kicked in the middle of the goal, that would have counted as 3 points for a field goal.
Yes, you do mention that Port Washington is on the turf today. They are on a football field. So a little bit of a different feel than usual, but they do practice on a turf for a reason. And that ball falls out to Rubenstein. Going to play it out to Suarez. Suarez has two men on him looking for options in the center of the field. And good challenge by Fiola. Suarez sticks with it.
Makes an attempt to at least cross the ball, but just ends up kicking it out of bounds. As it is another, I'd say a defenseman kick. I wouldn't call this a goalie kick anymore. That's just a defenseman kick. And it's very interesting that Massapequa has been doing this because they lose a person in the midfield or potentially even just someone to pass it to with the Port offense and defense just playing right like up in their faces when they're trying to get the kick to midfield.
Radman with a good clearance on Vancouver, who is lurking in the middle of the field. Fiola's going to take it out for another Massapequa throw-in. Almost a bit of a stagnant offensive game in many ways. The score is still 0-0 with 7 minutes left in the first half. Port Washington looking to get on the score for their senior night. McClellan, with a little bit of a whiff, recovers and his pressure on. Suarez regains the ball. Falls out for Vancouver. He's going to have options in the left. Brings it in to number 6, Jonathan Toma. Toma's going to fire on net and not even close. Falls right to Stein. Didn't get the power that he wanted on that shot.
Who knows? Maybe I honestly think another toll with the goalies is going to be the rain because their gloves might get a little wet. The ball could slip right through. So you're going to hope you get that power, but you also want that control on it. So I feel like the offense and the strikers are going to be holding back a little bit so they get that control that they do need.
Breaking down the defense. Shakoy was there. And cleared out smartly by Chachi Cifarelli. Port Washington regroups on the defensive end. And here we go. Massapequa, they're searching for their first goal. They have been very, very close. We mentioned before, Ben Stein with the big-time save. Throw it into the mix. It comes out for Suarez on the back post. Suarez is all by himself now on the right side.
As that is just a missed touch right there with the ball just going right up in the air, and he doesn't know what to do with it. He just kicks it as far as he can to get it as far out of the zone.
Another time with good pressure from number four, Jack Gomes. He has made his presence known on this field.
As the referee is explaining on what to do for Port currently, let's see what he's asking for. I think he was saying they were doing a legal formation, I think. I'm not fully sure.
Radman clears it out. Rubenstein's going to go chase it, and it's into the mix. Good pressure by Sawada. Here's Cifarelli playing high. Looks like he switched with McClellan on the left side. And here that ball's in the middle for Massapequa. Sends it into Vancouver.
And the ball's
in the mixer. Uh-oh. Gomes goes down. No foul called. And it's going to be a goal kick. Really, really solid defense from number 13, Derek Suarez. Rob Vancouver of the opportunity to cross the ball in.
I feel that was a risky move. Risky move right there by just flat out pushing him out of bounds to get that ball. I'm surprised the refs did not call that one, as the fans are, like the Massapequa families are in an uproar right now.
All right, here we go. 4 minutes left for Port Washington to try to get on the scoreboard in the first half. If you're just joining us, it is 0-0 on senior night. Port Washington against Massapequa. And Chikoy flicks it on. Comes back to him. McClellan now in the middle. And here's Schiff. He has time. He has options. He's going to go to McClellan in the middle. Good sequence from Port Washington. That ball is lifted for Suarez on the right side. Can he get to it? And he does not. Just a little bit too much from McClellan. But I'm liking what I'm seeing from Port Washington now. Trying to be creative with their runs and ultimately get the ball in the mixer. I'd like to see Rubenstein pressuring a little bit more at the forward.
Another Massapequa throw, but it goes right to Port.
Rubenstein now, he turns and is met quickly by the Massapequa defense.
As there's been a lot of great touches by Port.
Tito's going to take the throw in. McClellan, Chikoy, Sawada, Suarez all lined up. McClellan puts it into the middle. Oh, and Jesse Schiff is there. Fine defensive play. Good touch by Sean Ernst to send Sawada. He's all alone on the left side. He has Rubenstein in the middle. He's got Suarez on the left. Sawada's going to try to take it himself. Now out to Rubenstein, who fires on net. Good save by Massapequa. Not much of a dive needed. Strong try on effort. Strong effort on goal. Excuse me. For Port Washington. Looking to capitalize again here. I think the key for Washington is just getting the ball up the field right now. And right on cue, Massapequa has its own counterattack. Ball played out for Tona.
And that was just a missed touch right there. Just handing the ball to Port. essentially.
Just under 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Port Washington looking to bring the ball up. Towering throw, and the flick on is unsuccessful. We're going to have Massapequa ball on the right side of the field.
It's been very, very two-sided this match, because there hasn't been any goals, and it's been all balanced. Both defenses have been on point. Both offenses have been a little streaky, as Port is making a push offensively right now.
Here we go, counterattack on the left side. Sawada leads the charge. Once again, he has Rumensin in the middle, and he's going to play it forward for himself again. Oh, and good defense. Dekuba is there once again for Massapequa. Sawada is just inches away from making that cross into Rubenstein. Touch, it was just a little too much. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Port Washington looking to get a goal here. McClellan is going to play it through.
Ball just to Sawada. Ball stopped by the Massapequa defense. They've just been a brick wall. Both defenses have been brick walls tonight.
Ernst has it in the middle. Has some space. Has Suarez, and ultimately left of the goal. Good try by Sean Ernst, and that is going to do it most likely for the first half. With 20 seconds remaining, we are at a 0-0 tie on senior night. Massapequa with one more try to make something happen. McClellan, Sawada, out to Cifarelli.
And that will most likely be the final play of the first half. And that'll do it.
Good effort for both teams. On the offensive side, both teams have had shots on target. Good save by Ben Stein has been the highlight. For the second half, we're looking to see Sawada and Rubenstein make something happen on the other side of the field. And we will be back for our second half coverage.